Hey guys, welcome to Sis Is This Your Man Africa. I'm your host today, and I have a guest star today.
What's up, y'all?
So we're gonna be talking about, it's the first episode ever, and I have my host here, and she's gonna, you know, we're gonna put our input on the page. We're gonna talk about things that's been posted before. I want to bring the attention to this one particular post that I think is really interesting. So one of the girl, I guess, like, she faked like messages trying to ruin a relationship. So I want to know, like how far gone do you have to be to create such a thing? What do you think about that?
I think she just wanted the guy.
You don't think she did it for the sis? Is this your man, like, trying to expose somebody?
Nah, because she could have just chose anybody. If she was trying to just expose people, she would have just came up with, like, fake names and stuff. But I think she wanted the guy, so that's why she was trying to break them up. It was just stupid, petty stuff.
I know. I was thinking, maybe she didn't like the wife or the girlfriend, and she's like, oh, I've been telling you he's shitty. Let me prove you right, you know? Because these bitches are crazy. So she... Are you looking at it? Even if you're not, whatever.
So, no,
so her contact name for that guy, it's Hubby. So what people noticed were like, who the hell, like, puts contact, like, their boyfriends? Who puts it under, like, oh, my hubby, like, in 2019? That's what they were saying.
Oh, people still do that. They do worse. They'll say, oh, my oxygen, or the reason I breathe. Like, people have the worst names for their significant others. It's so stupid.
Oh, my God. Like, okay, so the person who posted was, I'm going to say names because it's a public information. It was posted by Linda Maku. Do you know who that is? Linda Maku.
No, I don't know her.
Okay, so she posted it, and then the caption, like, she posted all the pictures in the girl who was trying to break up the relationship. That's this was posted, just in case you want to go look at the post, it was posted July 19th at 8:45 p.m. It's posted by Linda Maku at the Sis Is This Your Man Africa. So the caption is, this horse face. Can you read it? Because I feel like I've been talking. Read the caption.
The caption says, this horse face having bitch made fake text messages about someone else's husband. Her story was that a guy randomly got her number from Facebook and started texting her. Like, huh? The wife said these messages are fake. Bitch, if you wanted to ruin the marriage so you can shoot your shot, just say that.
Imagine the hassle you have to go through. Like, to, first of all, you know, when you create fake phone number, you have to get an app. Like, you have to get an app to create, like, fake messages. What doesn't add up, it's the whole, like, the text messages, it's blue bubbles, which means it's an iPhone they're using.
She probably got someone else's phone and did it that
exactly
way.
So it's not like one person, that it's not like, oh, she got a fake like a fake app and created fake phone number, because the blue bubbles gives it away that it's an iPhone. So that's something. And actually, she's not that ugly. I don't think she's ugly.
She's not. But what she did was ugly.
What she did was very, very ugly. We don't condone.
But then again, how do they know it's actually fake?
True. What if this person, you know, you're right. What if this person, Linda Maku, don't come for me. But what if
they actually, I don't care. Let her come for me.
What if they came?
My name is Jennifer.
What if they actually came for her man? And that's why she's, like, exposing this girl.
But she exposes a lot of people for dumb reasons.
Yes,
but then again, I feel like, because, okay, some of the things she says is just, like, okay. Like, that one post where she was attacking, what's that guy's name? That guy, she was like, oh, alligator teeth or whatever.
Alligator teeth, vacuums around.
Yeah, that. Like, she, like, the way she came at him was not even like, oh, I'm going to expose him. There was, like, no type of evidence that he did something or that he was apparently cheating or whatever. It's like she, Okay, it sounds like her and her group of friends are mm-hmm. just petty people that don't like him and his girlfriend. And that seems to be the same thing that went on over there with that girl.
Yeah, I feel like this girl actually, like, what my thought is, it's like, maybe they actually do text it. And those texts are actually true. But it's like, you know, when it's like, nah, that never happened. Like, this bitch is faking it. She's lying. It's like when someone comes to you with, like evidence and the truth, and you're in denial, like, they would never do that. You fake that, you know? So it's like, I feel like that could be another reason, like, that happened. But in the comments, it says...
Totally.
Tot adores. Mm-hmm. It was... So in the comments, it says... It was a fake page. Can you find out who invited her to the group? Let me know who it is.
Who said that?
It's Omarala.
How did
Omolara,
she know?
Odebayo.
Oh, isn't that the wife of that guy?
Imagine who he is. Find that person. Mm-hmm. And it's like, who invited her to this group? Who invited her to this account? It's for ladies, girl. Oh, the ladies are invited.
Right. Like, what do you mean?
Elinda commented on that. She's like, bitch is weird. But it's like, bitches is weird. And somebody goes, Lovette Slime. She goes, I knew it. Sus, I know you lying.
Lying out. How do they know she's lying? Because I know a lot of females like to assume that someone's lying. Okay, nowadays, people just jump on the bandwagon. Like, if they say someone's lying, everybody's gonna believe that. And it's like, where's the evidence? Where did the guy show proof?
Oh, he said, honey, I would never do that to you.
If he only said it, then how can you just believe that he said that? Like, no, like, what does she have to gain from it? What does she have to gain from lying?
Exactly. I'm like, why would she expose? Okay, so what I don't get is, we understand, sis, but a lot of women were like, y'all can expose my nigga. I ain't leaving him. Okay. It's still gonna expose that.
I saw someone put that. Oh. Yeah, when they were posting a bunch of men, they're like, oh, they haven't posted my man, but if they do, I'm not leaving him.
I know. A lot of people are like, oh, you post my man? I ain't leaving because I think it was, I don't want to say this girl's name because.
Well, it's on that page anyways. You see everything people post.
Yeah. Let me see. I don't know how Linda Mako looks like, but I bet she's cute. Come for me. Let me see.
Don't come for me, but you're coming for them.
Oh no, I'm not coming from nobody. I'm coming for the post, sis. I'm coming for the post.
You know, I can't find a good picture of him, but he's abusive. So many of the females in here and on the sis, is this your man? Been through some abusive relationships. Some of them are still in it, and
oh geez, look at this one, Esther Paul. You know Esther Paul?
No, I don't know her. I don't know nobody on here.
We probably know them. They're just under, like, you know, FBI names. Like, these people, like, Jocelyn Parker. Bitch.
I did as though nobody.
On Facebook, you can't find nobody. They're under, like this, like, identity crisis kind of name. Freaking Jennifer Kayla, like, you know... I must say it. You know when my sister's name on Facebook?
No.
I'm like, where do you get these names? It's like Kayla Johnson. It's like, I know.
I mean, back in the day, a lot of people did not have their own real name.
But but you at least have to have your first. Mine was like Serafina Crest. But come on, I have my first name there. You can find me.
But where's the crest coming from?
Oh, like, I watch iCarly too much, man.
See?
But
you had a fake name too, so you can't complain.
Fake one name. But these people, they actually have, like, come on.
It's still a fake name, isn't it?
No, but it's a fake last name because I don't want to be found.
Okay, it's still fake.
No, but it's
I can touch it because I had all real names.
Leo Blurry?
Blurry was my nickname.
Chris was my nickname.
Nobody called
you. Who called you Blurry?
My friends.
Who?
My friends. You
Brendan?
Don't even know them. No. Brendan. No, I got that nickname when I was like, I think 9 years old with my little tomboy friends. Oh my gosh, we really used to act like we were little boys.
Right, Blurry.
We did, because my favorite color was blue.
Anyway, yeah, with those mindless behavior fan pics. Oh, we got to talk about them one episode one day. Just dedicated to them. Yeah, Esther Paul. This was posted June 6th. It says, who's baby daddy? Who ass? And Lucy says, "Help us." Mm-hmm. And say, "John, one way." That's what he's saying. John, one way.
Stupid.
So he messaged this girl. No. Actually, this is what I hate. They want to expose a nigga, but they want to cut the message. You know what I mean?
If you want to expose something, expose the whole
yourself
truth.
Too, sis.
Because they know they were entertaining him.
Yeah, literally.
I would do the same thing too if I was trying to. if I don't expose people, but if I was trying to expose a guy, I would crop out messages that, you know, make me look like I was entertaining it. And I get why they do that.
But this one's crazy. The girl, she said, every time, and this is why I said, like, it's a half, like, they screenshot half of the stuff. She's, like, starting from herself. It says, every time he see me, he gets scared because he knows I know what he said about me. Bitch, just niggas, I know. And the guy goes, it's okay. I don't care about what he knows about you. And just care about you because I love you. My pendo in the future. My baya. Love you either. No, love you, Esther. He said, my pendo in the future. My baya. He said, love you, Esther. You know what she said? I have a man. He's like, so do you think our Atacha? Nina Kupenda. She's like, I'm engaged. He's like, I know, but we can do it. And I'm have a girl too. What do you think about that? She's like, I said I'm engaged to be married. He's like, okay, but I love you.
He's trying to commit adultery. She's like, look at
thanks.
Him.
First of all, why are you responding to him? The moment he keeps saying,
Nakupenda. No, sometimes people get annoying and when you're bored, you just respond. But it's not like I'm interested. It's just like I'm just going to respond because I'm tired of like leaving you on red. It gets annoying sometimes.
You block them.
I don't... Well, some people like me don't like to just block.
Oh, you like the annoyingness?
No. Like I will mute you, but I won't block you because blocking is too much work for me.
Alright.
Like, I shouldn't have to take extreme measures just for that. I like this one. Name something a broke nigga always got.
Time.
Somebody says... The nerve to be in people's inbox. They always have.
Get to that one.
the audacity.
They always have the audacity. I swear they always
First
got.
Of all, okay, not every broke guy is like a bad person though, because the way this post is made, it's like they're trying to make it seem like all broke guys are after like the same thing. Like, they're all good guys out there. They just broke. And they think everybody's broke. Just because he cannot buy you the things you want does
God
not make
diggers.
Him broke. It does not make him broke. If he's paying his bills, if he has done everything, and he just cannot spoil you because he paid off his bills, he got things to worry about, then he's not... How is he broke? He's taking care of business. A lot of females don't understand that. They're like, ugh, broke guy. Ooh, he's broke. He can't buy me this. He can't get... Girl, why don't you get it for yourself?
Yo. Ugh. Truth. I saw this post, so speaking on that, like, broke niggas. Oh. Think about this. This girl, she went to get her nails done with this guy, right? She said... This is what she said. Oh. I can't believe my dude, because I guess it costs like $100, right? Mm-hmm. And he used his credit card to pay for that the nails. Mm-hmm. She's like, I was so embarrassed. Like, sir, you don't have $100 in your debit card? She's like, I was so embarrassed. People were like, are you serious? Are you serious?
He could be. What if he had his credit card with him?
Credit cards, you can earn points. Maybe he's using his credit card to earn points.
To
build
his credit.
She's like, I was so embarrassed because, you know
girl,
what
that
means.
Girl, why didn't you pay for it yourself?
You're so embarrassed. Why didn't you pay for yourself?
Like, do you carry $100 bills in
your
purse?
Right.
Pull it out. Let's see.
Yeah, she's like, you want to tell me you don't have $100 in your debit card? Like, sis, at least you can get a credit card. Exactly. How good is your shit? You don't got a credit. You have a credit card.
Nah, it's weird. It's like this one girl that's like, oh, he's fine. But he's got an iPhone 6. Like, but she said she was on the bus. She's like, I'm on the bus and I just saw a fine guy. But he has an iPhone 6. Ew. And I'm like, girl. It was funny because someone was like, but you're in the bus.
But you're on the bus. Can't even afford a bike. Bitch, I had a bike.
I hate gold diggers. I can't. If you know you're one of them, I don't like you, because why? Why are you doing that? Earn your own money. Stop trying to go after a guy just because of what he has, because you will never be satisfied.
Oh, I saw this post. Oh my God, you're going to like this. I saw this post that was like, dating in your 30s. It's like interviews. Women will ask you, do you rent or do you own? What's your credit score? Do you drive your own car?
I feel like dating at 30 is hard.
Yeah, it's just when you're in your 30s, they're no longer interested in you as a person. They're interested in like what you have, because they want to settle with you. They want to settle down. So like, do you own a house or do you rent? Do you drive a car?
Gotta ask them, what do you do? What are your short term goals? Because no long terms. We gonna be 40. You don't have long terms. You have short terms.
What's your tomorrow?
Yeah, for real.
What's your next week?
Like, what is your goal for tomorrow? Like, what you trying to do with
your life?
What
are you planning on doing? Imagine putting in an application for a job.
Like, do you have a stable job? Nah. Are you working towards something? Because if you're in your 30s, you don't have... Actually, it's not even 30s. At a certain age, like, when you get to the point where you're mature enough to know what you want, you don't want to deal with anybody that doesn't know what they want. So, you don't even have to be 30. You can be younger, and if you're... You know, trying to date somebody and they don't know what they want, you're not gonna want to stick around. You're probably gonna be like, you know what, you don't have what I'm looking for. I need somebody that's, you know, at my level, mm-hmm. who's got what it takes to be with me.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
No, like, the post was just funny. My friend, he comments, he's like, when I'm 30 and I don't have a steady relationship, I'm not dating. I'm done. And I was like, shush. I mean, the post that says, name something a broke ass nigga always got, somebody goes, a mouth. a mouth to feed. somebody goes, strength to fuck.
See, the post I was talking about, this one.
The nerves to say hello and ask for my name.
Like, this post was...
What is that post?
The one which is like something alligator teeth.
Oh, let me go look.
It's talking about this poor guy, and then... Even tagged his girlfriend.
Oh no, let's see what the girlfriend said. Let me go to that page.
Oh, she was going off on girls. Oh gosh. I think she got a whole new Facebook to do that on it.
Is that the that page? What is it? Shade Room Africa? Like, sir, ma'am.
The first one, the one on Instagram, I know somebody from Dallas is the one that runs it.
Share to give hint.
I don't know the person. I don't know people like that, but I know it's somebody from Dallas.
Ooh. Somebody from Dallas running a stupid-ass account.
It's obvious because... And you can tell they have favorites, because sometimes they'll be nice to certain people. And then other times, it's like they target certain people that they don't like. And it's like, if they're target... They can't even speak. If you're the target, then you just got to think about people that don't like you like that, you know?
Yeah.
People that always got a problem with things that you do, like, they just talk nonsense. They always, it's like, it's nothing interesting there. You're trying to be like the shade room, like, you can't even relate, first and foremost.
And all your shit, it's not even, like, valid. It's, like, assumption. Okay, they posted, I don't know her name, but she's friend with Edessa, whatever. Ooh. Edessa. Edith's girlfriend, her best friend. They posted her man, right, on that page. Her best friend?
Ayala. I don't know them.
Anyway, so they posted this girl's man, and then they're like, is he cheating on her?
Yeah, it's the same guy, right? It's this one.
I don't know. Let me see.
This one.
You say they tagged her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Her girlfriend?
They tagged the girlfriend.
What's her name? You don't want to be named.
No, they tagged somebody named Brianna Schuyler, but...
Oh, I see Brianna Schuyler. Oh, is that her?
I'm guessing.
Oh, I think that's the same nigga. It is her. Ooh, but she pretty. But
I low-key wonder if this Linda girl is behind that shade room page.
Yeah. Dang, this girl Linda Makumba is like working for the Lord. It says this, but
not for the Lord.
Not for the God Lord, for like hell or something. But like God in the good place. The good place, quotation marks. Dang, that's mean. Like, I know we're talking about like exposing people, but we're not hating on niggas for no reason. It literally says anonymous. We know you posting. It says, do you see how it starts?
I mean, she says somebody said.
Somebody. Girl, you know you're going to get off your chest. Just say, girl, I said.
That's all you, yeah, like, she took it to heart. Because the things she was saying and how many times she kept tagging the girlfriend. I was like, okay, like, what's your point? Like, it went from him to her.
It says, like, this the ugliest nigga in the world, always laughing with his mouth closed to not reveal his teeth. He has a beautiful girlfriend, but stay in hella girl's DMs. And he has the tiniest dick. How you know?
You know what's funny? They didn't come for him when he wasn't with her. People always wait until you get with somebody to start talking shit about that person.
But, sis, you're not looking out for me. Where were you before I got with him? Why didn't you spill that tea before I got with him? Let me know about his small dick before I get with him. Let me know about everything.
Uh-huh. Oh, and then they what do you call it, promoted their YouTube channel in the comments.
Oh. They plugged in on this page? We got no time for positivity. That's gotta go.
Foolish.
Someone just said, nigga with the smallest dick always walk with their chest high.
But some y'all ain't even seeing heaven. People play around too much.
Oh my god. Ah, Maku, Miss Maku. It says, like this comment if y'all want to see his dick. Don't report it. The admin's gonna remove it.
Says y'all being this group's only exposing the ugly niggas that y'all don't want. LOL. But one screenshot the niggas y'all want who also have girlfriends though. Right. Show the guys that y'all want. We want to see. And then somebody said because ugly niggas be having the audacity. This Linda girl is funny.
One time. People,
oh, she's pretty too. She got dimples. If that's her.
She's really cute. I mean, I look.
Why she don't got other pictures?
Maybe that's the only angle. But
I think you gotta add her as a friend to see everything.
Mm. I will see you in the sis. Is this your thing? I ain't trying to see you on my timeline.
Uh huh.
This one time, everybody got quiet, and then nigga. So your niggas are faithful now.
Ah, I saw. Nah, maybe Corona was hitting a little
it
bit.
It wasn't. Oh. It was like, so your niggas are faithful now? Or are they scared of Gaggy and hiding? Like, oh, that's not.
Wasn't there a time when somebody was, like, leaking everything that was happening in there? And then
in the boy group chat?
There was a boy group. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. But, it's something. Oh, I think they hate Jesse.
What the fuck, this nigga? I hate when people come and like they just want to know tea. They literally like this girl M. Clark.
Mm-hmm.
She's like,
oh, where they just post somebody like, and they're like,
so
they're like, what do you have
who
on this
fuck
person?
With this nigga trying to see some
stupid.
Send us your DMs with him. We'll figure it out. We'll Google search for you.
John Bosco said, what's your snap? To be honest, you don't got a snap. And then somebody posted him and said, bruh, I'm tired of him. Who man is this?
This one, like this one.
She said, I don't even like aliens. She's so rude. Y'all so rude.
Oh, this one, it says, I know you guys want to expose cheating us, nigga, but I just feel the need to expose them Michigan niggas for bleaching. And she's like, I didn't want to expose cheating ass nigga, but come on. Mm-hmm. Crisis is happening.
I mean, they do be bleaching, though.
She's like, Michigan niggas be bleaching
his
with them
friend
Carol
was mad.
Light.
Last time, his friend was mad. Go, y'all got my bro up there.
Okay. He was talking about how they have that picture up there?
Yeah.
Because they exposing you bleaching ass. Black ass.
I mean, a lot of Congolese do like to bleach, though.
That's, yeah, but they gotta. Why are they forgetting their knuckles looking like expired banana? Like,
you be looking weird. I don't know. If you out there and you're thinking about bleaching, don't do it.
Don't do it. You black, you beautiful.
Not even that. Shit, they you can be ugly and black. Listen, you can be ugly, light skin. You can be ugly. If you ugly, you ugly. But
ugly's ugly. We can't. You can't.
Bleaching is not gonna remove
It's not gonna restructure your face.
It's not gonna stop you from hating yourself. Like if you're insecure, bleaching is not gonna automatically make you feel better. Like you're gonna have time when you still feel like, I guess you're still gonna be like, dang, I'm ugly. Like if you don't like yourself, if you find yourself ugly, bleaching is not gonna change that. Simple. You need to change your mindset first. Bleach your mindset, actually. Bleach your mindset, baby girl.
Bro, I'm tired of him. Who man is this? Like, he said it was high. Oh, I posted this something. I don't know where I saw it, but I posted it. It was like, hey, got your man. And somebody goes, he didn't go for, what a minute. Fuck, what did he say? He said something. It was like, he didn't go far because he came back. Oh, man.
I've noticed some girls used to be extra flat with no future behind. But now they look like Nicki Minaj. Can someone tell me the secrets?
Well, gym.
The secret, I beg. Don't say gym.
Do squats.
Squats don't help.
Squats help.
Not with your butt.
But yes, Stephanie's butt got... Mm-mm. She got a dunk back there. For a white girl, she gotta...
But why is she coming for females? I thought this was a support female thing.
Who? Oh, right? Even you, admin, why are you asking? Go work out. See the results yourself. Flat tummy for life. We do not support... I don't care. Go do it. Take the shitting medicine. You poop for days. What's the other thing? Your iPad is really slow. Next time I'll bring an extra equipment. Yo, it says fuck you and exit out of it. It says you're talking too much shit.
You don't like people. He only likes me.
I don't know what I did wrong.
Or do squats.
Do squats, eh?
Squats help you with your glute, but not making your booty bigger. If you're only doing squats with no weight, then...
Yeah, that's why you put weights on your back. Like, not normal squats. Like,
sorry, did you hear me? I said with no weights.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Weight.
Yes, no, that's what I'm saying. Difference. So, if you go... For anyone that's trying to, you know, get your booty tight and stuff. So, when you go to the gym, go to the squatting rack area. You can do squats with the weights in your hand, holding it, legs apart, and then squat. Or you can get the weight, the bar on your back. Start off with 5 on each side. So, that's 10. And then onto 20 on each side or 25. And then squat that way. Trust me. I learned how to squat. I didn't know how before. I've learned. And I got fat from it. So don't do it.
Well, y'all hoes always got proof that y'all effing someone's husband, but never proof of a job. You know, it's a lot of females out here. Sometimes I'm just like, not even females, human beings. Sometimes I'm just like, do you work? Like, oh, let me stop. Because I don't got a job either.
Oh my God, dude. This bitch is like going crazy for no reason. Let me delete my comment. Am I wrong for this? I know I'm not gay or anything, but listen to this.
It says, so who faked their pregnancy? I'm just being nosy.
So listen to this. This is not about sissy's instrument. Tell me if I'm wrong. Or tell me, look, think about this. It says, being raped, molested at a young age forced you to grow fast. And it says, some turn gay. Can you turn gay from being raped?
As a female?
Just in general.
Not necessarily turn, but you might not find the other, what you call it, gender attractive anymore.
Oh. I'm going to go delete my comment. Because I don't like negativity. Well, because they say, like...
You sometimes don't be so quick to respond.
No, because I was thinking. No, because I was thinking about it. I was like, you can't turn. Because like, you know how people are like, oh, like, when did you turn gay? And they take it like offensive, like, turn. I've always known since I was two. You know, like. You know, they're like, they're like, I knew I was gay from the moment I came out of my mom's vagina. I was like, eh. Like, I never want something like that. And they were men. It's like, oh, it's so beautiful. My mom giving me birth from vagina. I love vagina. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like, next time I'll talk about African being gay. Okay, I think we're going to wrap up, you guys. You want to plug away or you want to keep yourself hidden?
Hi, y'all. My name is Jennifer. I've already told them my name. I don't know how.
Okay, Jennifer. Plug away.
Yeah, I don't know why she's saying my name like that. But anyways, thanks for listening to us. You know, next time she'll have someone else. It won't be me, unfortunately.
She's going back to Canada.
Nah, I just won't be near her.
And let's log out on my Facebook. What's your thing? Where you want to stay on?
But anyways, y'all. Bye.
Okay, so important stuff. By the way, this is going to be your host for Sis, Is This Your Man podcast. It's... Should I give away my identity? They're going to find me.
Call yourself T.
My name is S-A-N. San. That's my work credentials. San. S-A-N. Anyway, so today we had Jennifer. We had Jennifer on.
It's Jennifer.
Jennifer, do you want to plug away?
What is plug away?
Plug. Like, where can they find you?
Where can y'all? Y'all weird as hell.
Come on, Jennifer. Where can they find you?
I'll give you my Snapchat.
Snapchat? That's too personal. Oh, give them your social media.
I'm like, not on Facebook like that, y'all, so I'm okay, sorry.
Give them your Instagram or YouTube channel, whatever you have, so they can go see. I mean, I'll put the links in there as well.
I'll give y'all my Instagram.
Or just copy a link of Instagram. Send it to me on WhatsApp and your YouTube channel like link, and I'll put it in the comments.
We'll see if I find my Instagram, y'all.
Oh no, you got it. But okay, so important stuff. Well, after this podcast, I am gonna have a special guest that's gonna talk about her very traumatic teenhood. You know, she's been through a lot. She's been through so much shit that I would be dead if I were her. Like, if I were in her shoe, I wouldn't know how to move forward. So she's gonna be here. I'm gonna have Anne Marie on. I hope to. I spoke to her. She said she's good to do it. So I'm gonna talk to her. We're gonna do a podcast, and she's gonna answer all the questions everybody has. You're gonna hear her talk about her experience. She's gonna talk about it here. This is the very first time. It's gonna be raw. It's gonna be just her talking about everything that you've heard, from whatever she went through with her family to her getting raped, like everything. She's gonna talk about it, all of it. So stay tuned. I will be posting the links in the bottom. Subscribe. Go ahead and leave a comment and give me a review so that I can keep doing this. Keep doing the devil's work. Not even gonna do the Lord's work, the devil's work. But anyway, moving forward, I might give it, like, some people know who I am, but some of you don't know who I am, so let's keep it that way. Jennifer, did you get your...
I already said bye.
Okay, if we get anything, I'll put I'll plug in her stuff in the comments, and not in the bio. Okay, well, thanks for chatting with us. Thanks for tuning in to Sis, Is This Your Man? We'll be catching up next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.